Hello.
Hi, my name is Terry. You wanted a call back on with customer support. How can I assist you today?
Okay, darling. I need to cancel this order. They keep taking it out every year. I didn't even receive anything for you to deduct it from my account this year.
Can I get your zip code, please, ma'am?
32327.
Can I get your name?
Anita Marks.
Did you say, okay, Mark?
Yes,
Can I
ma'am.
get you to verify your address for me?
72 Longleaf Drive.
Okay, ma'am, from what I can see, you had did a trial for the keto Ascend, which is good at reducing your appetite and boosting your metabolism, as well as their cleanse, which is good at getting rid of toxins and burning fat faster. I take it you didn't get a chance to read the terms and conditions to let you know that you get two bottles, which are 30-day supply, but you have a 4-day shipment, 10-day to evaluate those bottles. You have to take and cancel the bottles out within those 14 days to get the bottles for free. If not, your bottles go into full charge. I do see here your Keto Extend Keto went into full charge for $92.90, but it looks like you went and disputed the charges with your bank.
I did because
So at this time, the account being canceled, the only time they charged you was December 24th. That was 2020, but they haven't charged the account since then. But I do see here that when you did a dispute, I do see here it charged back to the account, and it doesn't look like you got a refund. It just looked like it was a chargeback, and they found that I guess the charges that they have were, it says chargeback.
I understand
What
all
does
that.
it say?
I did not order it to begin with. What I ordered was it wasn't a free nothing. It was supposed to be for $9, and it was supposed to be a one-time offer of $9 to get one bottle free, one bottle at $5 or something like that, and a free.
Yes, ma'am. But
Listen to me, please. Can I
yes,
finish?
ma'am. Yes,
And it was
ma'am.
supposed to be a free cleanse that they gave me. It wasn't no, nobody ever mentioned anything about it being a one-time, one-term. I got one bottle that I paid for, supposedly, and it was only supposed to be costing me $9 for plus that was the shipping. And then when I didn't know anything about no $92.
Okay, I do understand, and I truly do apologize about that, ma'am. While you were talking, I did pull up the website so I could see the order form. It says, I agree to the terms and conditions to be billed $6.70 now for shipping and handling. And if I don't cancel within 10 plus 4 days
Oh.
shipping, I will be billed the full amount of $92.90.
Where was that on anything
That's
that you sent?
That's
No.
nothing we will send. You have that's when you're filling out your name, your address, your city,
It
your
wasn't on
state.
there. No, ma'am, it was not on there. It was not on there. I once I see something like that, I cancel out of it. I don't even go into that because of this reason right here. Anytime I see anything that wants to keep charging my bank account, I don't do it. So if I would have
Yes.
seen that, I would have canceled it right
I do
away.
understand.
Perfect.
I do understand. Well, at this time, ma'am, I really can't do anything with the account because it has a chargeback on it.
So what does that mean? You can take it off. The bank can't, but you can because
I
I
can't. I'm a third party sender. Once that company goes, they let us know once it goes through a chargeback, we can't touch it. We can't do anything with it. But just advise the customers that we can't do anything.
Oh, how convenient. How convenient. Because that wasn't even, I'm telling you, that was not nothing I was able to choose at the time that I saw that and ordered that. And it was supposed to be through some Joyce Myers something that she was advertising, and I will make sure and write her and contact her over this, because that was not on that screen when I said I would buy a $6 bottle of something and try it. And it didn't say it was a continued charge or a if I don't respond. You don't even know what the stuff is like in 10 days. How can you know if in 10 days if you liked it or not?
That yes, ma'am.
Crazy.
A lot of times customers calls us to cancel it out. We advise them we can extend them out to give them the full 30 days to see how they like that product. So we'll give them a date to call us back, so that way they don't get charged.
It's a scam. I understand.
As well as we offer discounts.
I understand. It's a scam because it wasn't on there, and all of a sudden now it was on there, which it wasn't. But that's okay, because now it was on there, and I was supposed to send it back the response within 10 days, and you didn't even get to try it for 10 days. Now it's costing me $92 for something that didn't even work anyway. But that's regardless of the point, because I paid for that bottle up front when I paid that $6 and shipping and handling.
That's all. Yes, ma'am. But they let you.
That's
they let
okay.
You.
There was nothing on there that told me that I had to respond within a certain amount of time, or it was going to be charged $92 for one bottle of not even 30 pills. You have got to be kidding.
That is how much it is, ma'am.
Can you? That's ridiculous.
I understand how you feel. I had some pills that I did the same thing you did, but I had two bottles. So I got charged full price for both of them because I did it without knowing, because like I told someone else, whenever I see something, ask me if I'm over the age of 18, I'm going to check that box, because I felt like I was grown. You know, I ordered the product. I did not really read the rest of the terms and conditions. I found out 2 weeks down the line.
You were lucky that you had a chance to read it.
I didn't. I had to go back and read it. I really, like I said, I didn't read it at the beginning. I just ordered it. I saw I could try some dietary pills, 30-day supply, just pay shipping and handling. I went straight for it.
So it's a scam. So. They know what they're doing. Yeah.
But at this...
before they want you to commit to something else, which I wouldn't, like I said, if I didn't even realize it was anything of that nature, you better know I would not have ordered it, because I do not order things that's going to keep coming out of my checking account like this. That was misleading, and I'm very upset. It's a scam, and I want my money back. I don't want to pay $92 for a $6 bottle that I already paid for. I paid for the bottle up front. That was the complimentary offer. And now come to find out, no, I want my money back.
Ma'am,
I want your company to refund my money back.
My company is a third-party center for that company. We can't touch it once it has a charge back on it.
You put me in charge with the company, because I want my
money back.
I
can give you their website, ma'am, if you got a pen and paper.
No, I want their phone number.
I don't have their phone number, so I do apologize. I have to give you their website.
It's a scam. See, now they can't even get... There ain't even no third-party bull mess. This is the company right here.
No, ma'am. I'm truly telling you the truth. We are customer support for that company. We're a third-party center.
And you don't have their phone number? Really?
No, ma'am. All we work from is what they give us. And like I said, I can go on the website and give you the website.
You're being scammed. You are being scammed then, because this whatever this company's supposed to be out there, legitimately, when they offer you a bottle at $5, $6, whatever it was, plus the shipping and handling, and they say that this is your offer, and you pay for it up front, you paid for it then. You paid for it. That was what the introductory offer was supposed to be. It didn't say anything about this other. So you are being scammed if that's the case. And if you ain't got no phone number for that company might not even not exist.
As far as I know, they have a website, ma'am.
I don't know what in the world. Do you think I want to do business with them again?
I was just explaining get in contact with
give
them.
Give me the website because I'm going to get on there and I'm going to blast them and I'm going to tell everybody what a scam this is.
Yes, ma'am. If you have a pen and paper, I do have that for you. Yes, ma'am. It is Try Keto XN.
It was
dot XN S. I mean A S C E N D. .com.
And see, this is not even the thing that's being. Yeah, this ain't even what's charged on my bank account.
No, they have more than just dietary products. So you're looking at their payway, ma'am. The name of the product that you have is Keto Extend, though.
I understand. They have different scams, different names, different scams, different things to get you tangled up in some mess that you don't even want and don't even work and don't even use. And this is not nothing. This is what I told the lady at the bank. This company that's charging me, I don't even know where that company come from because, they've already charged me twice. And this is not even the company that I ordered, I was supposed to be ordering from. That's what's crazy. I know one thing. It better not be charged on my account again.
Because it's canceled out. And once it goes through a dispute where you get a chargeback, they take and blacklist the account so that way they can't charge or ship out anything else to you.
No, I've changed my account number. Because
I do understand.
They will not charge me again because this is an ongoing thing that they... This is ridiculous.
Well, the only reason why you got a charge from what I see as of 3/1/20 is because it was a chargeback. Because the last time they charged you was 12.
I don't care what it was. It was only supposed to be $5 and whatever shipping. I don't care what they charging me. There was nothing on that piece of paper that said I had to be entered into a trial process of getting this mess all the time. It was never on there or I wouldn't have done it.
Well, at this time, ma'am, they're not trying to put you on forever. They just charge you for the 30-day supply you had.
$90 for 30 days.
Yes, ma'am.
Something that was free. Well, why did they say it was free? I mean, it was $5. What was that? $10.
When you take and call in and you paid shipping and handling. It was $7.45 to have it shipped to you. As long as you canceled it out within those 14 days, that 30-day supply is yours for free. If you don't cancel it within the 14 days, because you have a 30-day supply, they will take and charge you full price because
send you the 30-day supply back because I still have
it. They're not going to take it back, ma'am.
Okay, of course not. Well, why are they keeping my money then?
Because they already didn't charge you. You disputed the charge, and now there is nothing else they're going to do with that account.
No, of course they're not because they see they've screwed me, and they don't care. They've screwed me, and just as long as they get their money for something that they told me was for $5, that's fine. Again, there was never no thing saying I was joining into something and I had to have so many days to reply back.
Okay, I do apologize, but I don't even see a $5 charge. For your Keto Extend, it was $6.70, and for the cleanse, it was $7.45.
You know what I'm talking about. I don't even know the. I know it wasn't no $92. I know that. What they falsely advertised and falsely got me stuck in was not no $92 crap that they charged to my account.
When I go to that website, that's what shows up for that bottle, though.
I don't care what it's false advertising. When you advertise something and then you turn around and charge somebody for it. Yeah. I'm sure. But it's false advertising to advertise something at that price. And I did pay for it. I did pay whatever them first amounts was. That was paying for that bottle. Because that was the introductory whatever crap I was, you know, try it for this price.
Well, usually when they do the introductory, it's going to cost you $47.99. That's the promotional price if you do a discounted price for it.
You sure know a lot about the company to not have nothing to do with it.
I deal with their customers when they call in. I have customers who do the promotional price who only get charged $47.99. Then I have customers who do the regular trial who gets charged full price if they don't call in and cancel.
You have a lot to do with their company since you get complaints all the time about it. Because I'm sure that they do everybody like this.
I get some customers, ma'am, that call in and ask about the trial before they take and place it. I let them know that they have to call in and cancel within 14 days, starting the day they place their order, so
it's
that way
it
would keep them from being
it's
charged
all fine.
Full
you
price.
Do your job. You do your job and help scamming people. That's fine. But I'm just saying what I was told, and I was misled, and it was a scam, and I don't care what you say. I'm sorry. You might be getting scammed too, but I'm telling you, that is not what that thing that I on Facebook, do you think it went into all of that detail and all of that on Facebook?
No, I'm going to be honest. I tell a lot of people that is the worst place to work. From because I keep hearing Facebook don't do a lot of things, but I do know all you have to do is go to the main website. You can look up the Keto Xen and they'll give you the website to order it from. So, and I know on their regular website, they have it right there at the bottom where you can see it. I'm not for sure about Facebook because I don't really go on Facebook to order.
Yeah,
I do understand.
I won't either again, but I can tell you it was not on this Facebook. I can tell you, and I will not do it again. My husband told me, you know, not to order off of Facebook. But because I thought it was connected somehow with Joyce Myers, I don't know if it was or it wasn't. But
I don't know either. I do apologize.
It was supposed to be something that she was coming out with that was, but regardless, I've learned my lesson, and I will be getting on that website, and I will be telling them, because it might be on, if you go on www just to cover their butt, and they've got it there, but it was not on what I ordered, and I wouldn't have ordered it if it had been. I can assure you I would not have ordered it, but a lesson learned on my part. That's a hard lesson to learn for $90.
Oh, I do, ma'am, I do understand.
When it's not even something that even worked, I mean, the few I took, it was no different than what, nothing. So,
I do understand it. Believe me, I have learned my lesson. Another reason why I won't buy anything off of Facebook, because I paid $88 and $89 for bottles that went in the trash can that never got opened. So I truly understand how you feel. But I do apologize. There is really nothing I can do when it has a chargeback on it.
I understand, but see, they didn't tell me that there was a chargeback on it until they charged it back on it. So I couldn't do anything about it until I found out that they wasn't going to do anything about it, because I know I didn't order it. I did not order no $92 worth of something. I know I didn't. And so that's where the dispute came in to begin with.
Yeah,
I know. I did not order $92 worth of something right at Christmas when it's when I'm barely just getting over Christmas, no way was I going to be ordering something like that. And I certainly wouldn't have been ordering it if I knew that it was going to be still so many days. It was not on Facebook. I was took advantage of, and I don't appreciate it. But their company will be hearing from me and from anybody else that I can blast to let them know that, they will.
Okay, I understand.
Well, thank you anyway. I know you've got a bad job because, you know, cheating people out of their hard work, we're retired, and cheating people out of their money is, you know, you might not have to answer to me, and they might not have to answer to me, but they have to answer to somebody. One day, they'll be answering for cheating people out of their money, and that's exactly what they did to me because it was not on Facebook that I had to respond within a certain amount of time, or I would be charged full price. I didn't even know what full price was. I mean, it wasn't even on there. So I thought when I paid for that initial, that was just like what Facebook said it was going to do. I was paying for the initial, and if I liked it, I would reorder if it worked and I liked it. But never did it say that I was getting into one of these, a keep charging your bank account. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Who in the world? There must be some hard up people to do that and let something like that be charged out of their check-ins account every 30 days. That's ridiculous.
Well, I like I said, I do apologize, ma'am. I've been there before, and I the thing is, I can't really do anything. Once it goes through that charge, there is nothing I can do at all. Now, if you had called us before it went into a dispute, then maybe we could try to get you something back. But because it has a dispute on there, it ties my hands.
Well, if I'd have knew that I was being charged for that and it to begin with, then I could have disputed it. But I didn't know. Even when my bank showed me, it told me that they fraud alert on it. And if with a fraud alert on it, no, I didn't order $92 worth of whatever that's supposed to be. No, I didn't order it. So, of course, they investigated it. I had no idea that it was going to be disputed at my bank because I know I didn't order it. I knew I didn't order it. But because they scammed me, then, how could I dispute it when I knew I didn't do it and I knew it was a scam? Well, then when the process went through and they finally figured out that I was supposedly ordered $92, well, I guess it's too late now because you're saying that if I would have said something about it, well, I didn't know nothing about it to say anything about it. You know, it never, ever occurred to me that my bank was going to turn around and pay for that because I knew I didn't order it. So how could I dispute something I knew that I didn't order? But like I said, I've got scammed this time by this company, but it won't happen again.
I do understand, ma'am. And like I said, I truly do apologize about that. And I wish I can do something, but I can't. There's nothing I really can do. That chargeback, it really has me and at a advantage of not being able to touch the account.
Right. So do you get paid? How did you get paid from that company? Did you get paid for what you collect?
No.
How are you associated with the company? How do you get paid?
We're just a third party center that helps with their trials, ma'am.
So how do they pay you for every trial
ma'am. I come into work and just work my hours and I get paid like I would anyone else when they're working 8-hour shifts or 6-hour shifts. If you got a rate of pay where you might make $10, $9, $7, whatever the wage is to work it, that's what we get. We don't get paid by if you guys get lost or something or lose your money. That has nothing really to do with us. That's why I keep explaining we're a third party center. All we do here is to make sure that you get canceled out. We extend people out. We offer discounts to make the product even cheaper.
Don't you ever wonder why they hire a third company to do all the dirty work for them? Because it's a scam. They'd be taking care of their own business.
Well, I'm going to tell you, like I told my daughter, when you got to have a job because you're trying to make ends meet and you're trying to take care of your home and your family, you're going to work your job. You try to do it the best you can. Not meaning to hurt nobody, not meaning to cause anybody suffering or anything. I have to do it by what I'm seeing. And like I said, when people call here, I have no problem telling them up front, hey, this is a trial. Please call back within 14 days so you don't get charge full price. But I only can do it when they call. I do apologize.
I do appreciate you doing that and being honest with people. And I'm not holding you to blame at all. I just know that I was misled. It was not on Facebook that you had to do that within a certain amount of time. And I understand that you can't do anything about it. And I understand. I'm glad to hear that you're just working a regular, that makes me feel better to know that at least your part of the dealings with this company is legit. But in the same sense, I know this other party that's throwing all the dirty work on you is a scam, and they are taking advantage of people because they did me. I don't mind. I'm not a person to charge a lot of things and then try and I've never ever even had a dispute on anything I've done, except for when my credit card was compromised up in Kentucky. I've never had a dispute of anything at my bank other than somebody getting my debit card number and using it up in Kentucky. Other than that, I've never had to dispute anything, because if I order something, I'm going to pay for it. I'm not that kind of person. I know you don't know me, but I'm just telling you, I'm not that kind of person. And if I would have known that up front, I would not have done it. So I was misled and I was scammed, but that's nothing to do with you, and I appreciate you talking with me.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I'm still aggravated because, I've been took advantage of and I've lost. You might as well say $100 for it,
Yes, ma'am.
I've lost $100 on a bottle of $9 stuff that I wouldn't even have paid that for in Walmart. But that's okay. That's not your dealing. All right, sweetheart. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support, and you guys have a great day, okay?
Okay, darling. All right, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.